嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴们，早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一期节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，依旧呢是来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。Seriously, we're cool with this, as long as you keep it away from the kids. 实话说，我们俩觉得这没什么，只要不被孩子们看到就行。Seriously, we're cool with this, as long as you keep it away from the kids. Seriously, we're cool with this, as long as you keep it away from the kids.
那么在这样一段话当中呢，我们主要需要注意这样的一些发音技巧。当 keep it away 这样的三个单词呢，我们放在一起，其中呢可以做两处连读，而后两者之间呢，我们说在美式发音当中呢还是一个闪音的处理，所以呢这样的三个单词呢，你在美式发音当中呢可以读成 keep it away keep it away。
Leonard and I are going to take them all to the water park.
Yeah, before that happens.
Hey, we're going to be able to take Penny sooner.
She's getting so big.
Peek-a-boo. Yeah, okay, enough of that.
Is there something wrong?
Actually, yes. We've agonized whether to tell you this, Norma, but one of your private videos made its way into...Jimmy and PJ's bag.
Please, tell me the kids didn't see it.
Oh, no, don't worry. I caught it. I caught it. Right before you took off your bra.
I have to go. Oh, Norma, I just thought you needed to know what happened.
Seriously, we're cool with this all. You gave it away from the kids.
Don't let her. This is gonna happen.
Norma, wait! We're still on for next week! Norma! The water park! Right?
那么今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样一个短语，叫做 be cool with something， 觉得某件事情可以接受，没啥大不了的，相当于 that is acceptable to me。或者呢 I'm okay with that。 下面呢我们来看一下几个例子。第一个呢是一个对话的形式。 A 说 How do you feel about ordering Chinese food for dinner? B 回复说 Yeah, I'm cool with that. A 问晚餐你觉得点中餐可以吗？ B 回复说没问题，我可以的。 How do you feel about ordering Chinese food for dinner? Yeah, I'm cool with that.下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。Mom's cool with it, so let's go out and play. 妈妈说没问题，所以我们快出去玩吧。Mom's cool with it, so let's go out and play. 再来看一下第三个例子。I was surprised by her promotion, but I'm cool with it. 她被提拔了，我还挺吃惊的，但是我觉得这事儿能接受。I was surprised by her promotion, but I'm cool with it. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。Is getting together Friday night cool with you? 我们定在周五晚上聚一下，你觉得可以吗？ Is getting together Friday night cool with you? 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。你觉得他的决定你能接受吗？你觉得他的决定你能接受吗？那么这样一段话你会如何去使用我们刚刚学习过的表达和短语去造句呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃发言。本期节目呢我们就先分享到这里，明天节目当中呢我们再会啦。 See you